SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Independent National Security Legislation Monitor is undertaking a review of Australia's most serious secrecy laws. The review considers how current secrecy laws are impacting whistleblowers and public interest journalism. The current monitor, Jake Blight, says the relationship between national security and transparency in Australia is at the heart of the review.
The challenge is in ensuring that those harmful disclosures can be prosecuted, but that they operate in a way that is proportionate and that the law does not criminalise disclosures which are not harmful. Secrecy must always be balanced against the need for government to be accountable.
In a two-day public hearing, Mr. Blight has heard statements from human rights groups, the Australian Security and Terrorism Organisation, or ASIO, press freedom advocates and the Australian Federal Police, among others. The hearings focused on four secrecy offences introduced to the Criminal Code in 2018, which make it a crime to disclose a broad range of government information. It's the first time these laws have come under in-depth, independent review. ASIO Director General Mike Burgess told the hearing the laws were introduced to protect Australia's security interests.
In my view, secrecy offences do not exist to prevent wrongdoing from being uncovered. They are there to prevent unauthorised disclosure of sensitive national security information outside of lawful channels to ensure that intelligence and security agencies can protect Australia and Australians.
But Mr. Blight says many submissions to the review have expressed grave concerns with these laws.
Some submitters, like Civil Liberties Australia, say that there's a growing culture of excessive secrecy in government. Some say the offences are largely fine, maybe with a little bit of tweaking. But many submitters have raised significant concerns with the provisions as they are.
Mr. Blight says one of the offences that has attracted most criticism is the deemed harm offence, which applies to officials who disclose information that is considered to be inherently harmful. Deemed harm covers anything to do with one of Australia's six national security agencies, as well as anything classified as secret and top secret. It's a serious criminal offence that carries a 7 to 10 year sentence. According to Mr. Burgess, a continuing high-risk environment makes these laws necessary.
In the current threat environment, it is very much our judgement for those people who are going through a vetting process for the highest clearance in land, which means they will have access to the most damaging information if disclosed in a way that's not helpful, that our approach is required given the threat environment we face today.
But Mr. Blight says while there is undoubtedly information that can be harmful to national security, the way harm is framed is far too broad and unclear.
It treats all information to do with national security agencies as inherently or always harmful, regardless of whether it's about their most secret clandestine operations or is a more benign administrative or historical matter.
He says this broad definition could lead to over-criminalisation. In his statement at the hearings, journalist and press freedom advocate Peter Grest underlined the significant power the current laws give to government employees in deciding what is deemed a secret or top secret.
We do not accept that a public servant's decision to stamp a document secret or top secret is a good way to determine harm to the national interest. It is an overly broad and unaccountable way of deciding what should be hidden from public view. It requires us to take the public servant's word for it.
Senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, Kieran Pender, told SBS the current laws go too far with damaging results.
Prior government introduced reform that was draconian, overly broad and lacked the necessary proportionality, safeguards and oversight. And what that means is these laws criminalise whistleblowing and criminalise public interest journalism and all Australians suffer as a result.
Mr. Pender says these laws are having a chilling effect on whistleblowers and journalists, which is threatening government accountability.
Whistleblowers aren't speaking up. Whistleblowers are not exposing wrongdoing because they're worried about the impact it might have on them. We've seen in recent years whistleblowers being prosecuted. We've seen journalists being raided. That means that wrongdoing stays hidden, it stays in the shadows, and we don't have accountability.
Vice President of Whistleblowers Australia, Brian Martin, says current whistleblower protections are inadequate.
The main issue is that the laws don't work, and there's not even a good example of when any whistleblower has been protected. And the second issue is that the government is prosecuting whistleblowers, David McBride and Richard Boyle, at the moment, and that sends a strong message to anyone working in organizations like Defence or the Tax Office. If you speak up, this is what might happen to you.
According to Mr. Pender, this silencing of whistleblowers is bolstering a long-existing culture of secrecy in Australia.
Australia has a problem with secrecy. We've had 2 decades of what's been described as hyper-legislation in response to national security matters following 9/11. We've had over 100 national security laws introduced, many of which have been shrouded in secrecy. So Australia really needs to get the balance right and wind back some of that oppressive secrecy.
Mr. Grest told the hearing if Australia is to fix its secrecy problem, it needs to start seeing transparency and national security less as opposites and more as complementary.
It suggests that if we want more security, we must trade off a degree of media freedom and transparency. We submit that this fundamentally misunderstands the role that the media plays in our democracy. We recognise that there is a tension between those two institutions, but they are not in opposition. In fact, we believe that generally media scrutiny makes our government and its agencies work better.
The report and recommendations will be tabled in May for the Attorney-General to consider. After the completion of the hearings, Mr. Blight told SBS while he can't confirm what the recommendations will be, there are key issues he expects to include.
My job's just to make recommendations. And it's a little early to be talking about those, but based on the things I've said in my opening statement and my closing statement, that's likely to include some narrowing of the deemed harm offence and some clarity in where the offence applies and which defences apply and what the defences for journalists are.
Speaking to media earlier, he said finding the right balance between security and accountability is crucial for the functioning of the country's democracy.
Now, secrecy crimes have a role to play in protecting our national security, but in making laws to empower our police, security and intelligence agencies, it's important that we don't actually undermine the very democracy we're asking them to protect.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.